this late night talking.
It's Playhouse Y.E4. So obviously Labor Day weekend days away. We got school back in session. PSL comes out, I think, tomorrow. Right? Is it tomorrow?
I don't know. Remember, we saw that Caribou already had them last Friday.
Well, Starbucks PSL.
But yeah, I don't know which one. Yeah, I don't know. I think we might be wrong on when everything comes out.
We're shutting down summer is really the point I'm trying to make. And, you know, usually, yeah, that comes with some sadness. But maybe there's something you will not miss at all about summer. That thing you won't miss about summer whatsoever, Joel D.
Now, I love people.
Mm-hmm.
But when I take my dog for a walk, I miss when it's cold or snowy. Because when I first moved up here, you know, it was winter. And I would take my dog to the bike path and nobody was out there because it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
Just put on some snow pants or an extra layer and your jacket. And I could go for a long walk. But now that it's summertime, I call them the never evers, right? Like, you're never ever out when the weather's not perfect. But once it's perfect, then you're in my way.
So all the bonnies you want to go inside, you go watch your Netflix, leave the outdoors to me.
Right. So the never evers, I'm excited for them to go back into their houses.
You won't really miss it about summer whatsoever, Amy Kay.
I think the thing I'm not going to miss is, like, weddings. It's a wedding season. Mm-hmm. There's lots of weddings. It becomes a long day. It really does. Because then you have to spend that whole day getting ready. And then you're at the wedding. It's such a long day.
Boy, you know what a great solution is? And it's worked wonderful for me. When people invite you to weddings, don't go.
I think the older I'm getting, the less I'm starting to like them. I used to love weddings. And now it's just like, this is a long time.
Well, the fun part about weddings is the reception. But we were kind of talking about this earlier when we got into the studio. Like, mm-hmm. there needs to be some sort of, like, new innovation that comes to the wedding dance, because it's almost a buzzkill now, because it's like, it's not like it used to be where you just get out there and dance.
Yeah, I don't want to have to do, like, a first dance or anything like that at my wedding. And I don't want people to do speeches. Maybe just me.
What do you mean? I have a speech.
You have one already?
I've written it.
Oh, when did you write it?
When on Friday, when we talked about whether or not I was going to be doing a speech. I'm done. I'm ready.
I don't think we talked about you doing a speech.
Yes, we did. I'll pull it up. We talked. I'm going to do a speech.
Did we talk about it or you talked about it?
You were there.
I want to do a speech, too. I'm really good at speeches.
We just said we need to. The whole wedding thing needs to go by faster.
Oh, except no. Except for the part that involves me.
Yeah, no. Speech is good. They're funny. They're touching.
Mm-hmm.
They're heartwarming. The dances and not, like, being able to, like... Like, I don't know. Maybe they just need to have better DJs. Maybe the Playhouse needs to, like, just go
no,
out.
No, don't get us involved in that. No. I don't know what I'm doing. I work for the radio. I am not a wedding DJ. This weekend, I got roped into helping out at a wedding, and that did not go as planned. The list was out of order. That's really upset me.
I have a real good whiny speech that I give people about how that's truly not what I do for a living. Anytime someone even tries to dance around that. So Joel D. wants to be a wedding DJ.
No.
You leave us out of it.
Wait. I didn't mean, like, actually play the music. I meant, like, the hype crew. Somebody needs to be the hype. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I will
we're
say
good
that.
At hyping.
That was the one thing I said, all right, let's get this party started.
Like,
and
we
got
hype.
People excited, and then... kind of went downhill from there.
Because I've done the same thing. I've been
after
asked.
You were done?
So I'm saying, once you get them hyped up, then it just needs to, whatever it is, teach a class. Then maybe we should teach a class on hypeness.
Yeah. That wedding was great when Amy from Y94 was talking. Then the
couple
came out.
I messed up. My list of who to announce was all out of whack. And so I announced girls and guys came out. And then it just threw kind of off everything. However, I don't think other people noticed, so that made me feel good.
So you screwed it up, is what you're telling me.
Did I screw it up or no? I still have the list of the names they give me, and I'm going to show it to the bride when she gets back from her honeymoon, and I just want to say, this is what I was given.
Well, I'm just glad you're not really holding anything. Like, it's not bothering you.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, screenshot. She's already downloaded it to the cloud, so if it ever gets erased.
At least you moved on. What is something you will not miss about summer at all?
Yeah, so I work near, like, a local pool, so I will not miss the, like, drenched kids coming in at unpredictable times and just yelling.
It'd be a tough place to work, like retail, like a food place. by the pool. It's not even like on that property, but it's in walking distance because he will be like half naked, damp people coming in all day.
Yeah, just traffic all the time.
I can imagine at work having to deal with that because like at home, if you shower and you like water kind of gets around or it's in the bathroom, mm-hmm. that annoys me. But then having to deal with that in public would be the worst.
It would be pretty gross. Is there something you will not miss about summer whatsoever? 237, it's text 35270, tweet snap. At Y94 Playhouse or at Y94 Official. Dua Lipa. Let's break my heart. Playhouse Y94. Playhouse Y94, the number one hit music station. There's something you just won't miss about summer at all.
Actually, I do love the heat, so I am going to miss the summer.
So everything about it, heat, bugs, whatever, you'll keep it.
I'll take bugs over snow. I can kill bugs, but I can't kill the snow.
So something I look forward to as the weather gets nicer, but eventually I get tired of is probably mine. And that is the like mowing the lawn and the lawn work. Because when it's like springtime and it's that like that first month or two, you're just getting into summer and it's like, yeah, and you get it all looking pristine and you know the neighbors are admiring your nice lawn and everything. You stand out there and get the Home Depot music in the background while you admire your yard.
So you're the lawn guy.
I've really come to take a little bit of pride in just knowing, especially when, and I told Amy this too, whenever I mow the lawn and I know I made the neighbor's lawn look bad, and then my neighbor Brian goes out and immediately mows his lawn because I can tell I made him like feel bad about his lawn. I call it the grass envy. It makes me feel good.
Every time. Do you do lines?
No, not really. I like to mow so well that you can't even see the lines.
So then in the winter, do you kind of have something similar when it comes to shoveling your driveway or snow blowing it? You want to have such a clean looking driveway.
Well, you sure think so. No, it's terrible. It looks really bad, actually.
But you guys don't care then?
It looks like hot garbage all winter long.
That's the worst part about winter is the snow removal and then like kind of have the OCD where I want it to look good, but then you get out there and you're like half frozen, so it starts to look good and then it stops halfway through.
I don't like the sound of walking on snow. That crunch sound is just it's making me uncomfortable.
I hate it so much. I was kind of looking to see like what it even costs, because some people do the thing where they like come through and do it for you, and I feel like they're all full for the season already, and I was like, well, that didn't take any time.
Yeah, I was seeing posts all over social media already like we're booking people and clients.
Yeah, if you have that company, text, because you probably get my business, because everybody I checked is already full for the season.
The hard part, too, is that got me worried about Fargo winters, is like getting here early morning. Like, nobody's plowed yet.
It is a treat.
Aye.
It is an absolute treat.
You know what? That's not what I don't know. That's going to be the tough part.
When you got that van of yours, I don't know, man.
Front wheel drive, it's not going anywhere.
Might be taking that 194 truck home here and there, I'm thinking. You're not going to miss it about summer?
Oh, I am not going to miss sweating all the time. I am a sweater. It ruins every effort I make to get ready. So I will not miss that one bit this year.
The sweating. What are we seeing as far as text? Things they won't miss about summer.
Somebody said my allergies. Fall and winter, I'm fine. Nothing really bothers me then, but spring and summer, I am sneezing, sniffling, waking up coughing every single night. Another person said, I'm not going to miss blasting the AC. I prefer to have windows open with a little bit of a breeze, but you can't really do that in the summer. And someone else said, getting into a hot car and everything is melting, or if just leaving anything in there gets so hot.
You like stick to the leather seats.
It's the worst. I used to think leather was like so classy. Now I'm like, I'm good with cloth.
And then you burn your legs as you get in there. Ah.
Nope. I do cloth ever since I got rid of leather.
How about the expectation to like always be going places and being outside? Mm-hmm. Like you kind of feel guilty if you're just like, I want to have a Netflix day. Like you don't have to feel that way in the fall and winter time.
Like yesterday, it was rainy. I was like, I don't feel so bad walking my dog.
Turn the old TV on here.
Yeah, just Netflix and chill.
I think that's more acceptable because, if it's a yucky day out. Otherwise, people are just always out.
Yeah, absolutely. And you feel weird if you're not. You're not going to miss it about summer?
I am not going to miss the construction going on outside of my apartment. Mm-hmm. Every morning I wake up to some sort of clanging and banging. And I'm really excited to not hear that when I get up in the morning.